Pelham Today received the following letter to the editor from a Niagara College student with issues about her withheld diploma. I am writing to highlight a profound injustice within Niagara College's co-op education program, one that has not only obstructed my academic progress but has also called into question the institution's commitment to student success. As a mature student returning to school to build a better future, I have upheld my academic integrity, excelled in my coursework, and even earned a place on the President's Honor Roll. Yet, I am being denied my diploma due to systemic failures within the co-op process, failures for which the college refuses to take responsibility. Niagara College promotes co-op as an opportunity for students to gain hands-on experience in their field. However, the reality was far different. The program placed students in a competitive job market without proper preparation. Key coursework, such as COMM 1310, which provided essential resume building and interview skills, was scheduled too late, making it useless for securing placements. Despite applying to every available co-op opportunity, seeking guidance on my resume, and attending every prep session, I was left without a placement and with no alternative pathway to complete my diploma. The co-op office's advice was outdated and unhelpful. Resume critiques were minimal, career services failed to mention valuable resources like interviewing.com, and job postings were scarce. When I raised concerns, I was told there would be no refunds for failing to secure a placement, meaning students pay for a service that ultimately determines their ability to graduate, whether or not it effectively supports them. The lack of institutional support was compounded by gender bias within the program. Female students were not given the option to learn from female professors, despite well-documented gender biases in STEM fields. One of my professors dismissed my concerns about a programming assignment, only to later praise a male student for pointing out the same issue. In a group project, I was called a derogatory name for being assertive in planning our responsibilities. Instead of addressing this behavior, I was forced to continue working with the same group member for another semester, further limiting my ability to gain the full project experience. My experience was not an isolated incident. Professors openly admitted to learning the material alongside students. One instructor refused to accommodate my request for a midterm reschedule due to personal reasons, dismissing every reasonable solution I offered until I escalated the issue to the dean. When I was finally allowed to take the test, I was forced to wait until every student had completed the final exam before I could begin, a punitive measure that exemplifies the lack of student care. Despite these challenges, my academic excellence went unrecognized. I made the President's Honor Roll, yet the college did not even notify me of this achievement. This lack of acknowledgement is emblematic of a broader failure. Niagara College is failing its students, especially those who return to education later in life, seeking to better themselves. I refuse to sign an alternate exit document that falsely labels me as unsuccessful in my co-op placement when the failure was on the institution's part. I demand that Niagara College grant my diploma and acknowledge the systemic issues that prevent students from succeeding. The college must reform its co-op structure to ensure that students receive timely preparation, extended placement opportunities, and appropriate faculty support. Education should be a bridge to opportunity, not a bureaucratic barrier. Niagara College must be held accountable for its broken promises and ensure that no future student faces the same injustice. Ashley Thompson, Niagara Falls.